Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sfarno with the notes and translation of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are in 2:17, Beis Yudzayin. Rabbi Shimon says, Heve zahir b'kriya shema utfil, be careful, be meticulous in reading the Shema and in prayer. Make sure you put your focus on it and try to think about the words, think about what it's trying to say. Don't make it into a set prayer, don't make it into a set routine, but rather beg for compassion and supplication before the omnipresent, as it is said, Shenemar, Ki chanun v'rachum hu erech apayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in kindness, and relentful of punishment. Do not judge yourself to be a wicked person. When we're davening, when we're saying Shema, try to take an extra few minutes, halavai, an extra long time, but at least an extra few minutes, extra few seconds, thinking about what you're saying. Don't make it into a set routine. When it comes to learning, also don't make it into a set routine. Try to think about the excitedness of learning, the excitedness of tefillah, davening, be able to talk to Hashem, talk out to Hashem, interact with Hashem, begging Hashem for what you need, for what you want, understanding He's gracious and compassionate, so kind, and holds off on the punishment. And also, don't judge yourself to be a wicked person. So often, too often, we're harsh on ourselves, we're mean to ourselves, we're getting down on ourselves on how bad we are, what we did wrong, the sins we did, this or that or the other thing. What about all the good things we do? We think about all the sins, all the mess-ups, all the bad, but not about the good. We got to think about the good more than the bad. Look at yourself as a good person with some bad marks instead of thinking about yourself as a bad person with some good marks. The Sfarno points out, you will attain the virtue of fear of sin, which the Master prays by, when you think about davening and saying Shema in such a way. Being meticulous in reading the Shema in prayer, for they remind us of the greatness of the Holy King who commanded us to avoid sin, and also by not making your prayer set routine, as though you were unloading a burden from yourself. Rather, let your prayers be in a spirit of compassion and supplication, for in this manner you will realize that all your requests can be fulfilled only by Him, and consequently you will be afraid to sin against Him. Do not judge yourself to be a wicked person. Do not judge yourself to be a wicked person, as did Elisha Acher, who refused to repent because he thought he was beyond redemption. Rather, if you do sin, you should realize that rectification is possible and repent in a state of remorse over the evil you have committed. The notes point out, Rabbi Shimon was praised by his master as being a man who truly feared sin, for he was ever mindful of the Almighty, who had cautioned mankind to reject evil. To reach this level of godly awareness, one must use the tools of prayer. This includes accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven through the careful reading of Shema, refining the nature of one's prayers through proper kavana, intent. Only in this manner will a person deter himself from committing sin. However, in view of mankind's frailties, a person may, in spite of all his good intentions, stumble in sin. When this occurs, he must not despair, feel that all is lost, for tshuva is always possible. The very worst thing a person can do is consider himself a rasha, a wicked person. In this manner, the Sfarno masterfully links three seemingly disparate statements into a unified whole. Understand to dive into Hashem and learn with Hashem that it's a wonderful opportunity. It shouldn't be a set, boring, stale routine. Chas v'shalom. Understand Hashem is kind and gracious and wants us to learn. And make sure you look at yourself as a good person. Join us next time as we talk about being diligent in studying Torah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.